Anyway, from Warsaw we went to Hamburg. It was a big, huge, huge development there for immigration. I had to get again a physical and a mental inspection. I had to be sure I was healthy.
And you have very vivid memories of the large steamship that brought you to Canada.
Yes, yes. First of all, it was February in 1934. This was one of the coldest winter in Canada anyway. The first night out, the dining room was full. It took about 500 people. The next morning, it was fewer. By lunch hour, supper time, there was only myself, two of my friends, and the mashgiach. It was a man that had to supervise the food that should be all kosher. I could not go, but my parents, my mother and my brothers were below in the hold in the third class, the cheap thing. When I went down there, I immediately got seasick. As long as I was topside, I did not get seasick. I spent all my time in the lounge, all night long sleeping on a bench, and all the guys are playing cards all night long. My friends and I used to walk around the deck from the bow to the stern, and I remember it was so rough. When the boat came up, I could see the propellers go around and hear the noise, chunk, chunk, chunk. That's how rough the water was. The trip took 13 days. When I arrived almost to Canada, the outskirts of Halifax was huge, huge fields of ice chunks, big. And as the ship moved forward, the ice gathered in the bow. And there were sailors throwing down the ice that the ice shouldn't come on deck and damage the ship.